This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one. One of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025.
Hashtag Daddy Hates the Bears. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer's in a laughing fit across the room. That's Ben Johnson, new head coach of the Chicago Bears, former offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. Derek and I, if you tuned into
that hashtag on social media, I dare you. I dare you.
If you were tuned into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point show yesterday,
brother,
you heard Derek and I going through the Caleb Williams situation and how his dad, his quote of dislike to the Bears was out and about now. It's out in public.
Yeah, and it's not good optics. It's still something that is very concerning now for the future of Caleb Williams with the rest of his Bears tenure. If he starts to struggle, again, out of the gate against J.J. McCarthy, who's played zero games from the draft class and is the only one that we don't know about in what has looked like a relatively good first round, percentages often dictate you hit on about half to 66% of them. With McCarthy's injury and Williams struggling, and the other four quarterbacks looking relatively solid to start out, you start looking at that and going, oh, great, the one that was first overall might have been the problem. And
especially, you mentioned yesterday, too, I know it's not the same draft class, but still trade involved. If Bryce Young starts turning things around as well.
Because that was part of the price that was paid for Carolina.
Exactly.
And if Carolina ultimately gets a payoff out of this from Young, that makes it another wrinkle of like, wow, this really just was not how any of this was supposed to go.
Yeah. Just a goofy situation in general. It is. Whenever and all this, like,
you should never have let an author get that quote.
Yeah, get access
or any of that. Really, I feel like you should have not given someone access to that was going to release a book a year later on that.
Who on his team okayed that is my question.
That's
release
the problem.
Of that.
His camp definitely has a problem here of allowing those quotes to be there. And again, if you struggle, that's not going to look good for you.
No, it's not. And who knows? He might not. Ben Johnson, very promising offensive figure in the NFL.
And if Ben Johnson's able to fix things, this goes away. Because the quotes were ultimately right about Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, and Matt Eberflus, the head coach.
100%.
Because those two were fired in season. That means that those two, that regime, should never have been able to take the quarterback in the first place. Like, that's just poor roster structure. And that's something the concerns of the family ultimately are right about. but that being right does not mean looking good.
No. Because now you've put a target on your son's back, whether you like it or not.
And Williams did it too a little bit.
Yeah.
Williams himself also has the problem here. He does have some of the blame to share in this. But again, man, what an offseason. We see it with the draft with Shedeur Sanders. We see it with how Deion handles his sons. And now, here we are again with a different quarterback and a higher profile of first overall pick last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was good of Caleb Williams to accept that he was going to be taken by the Bears. Like, it was, we're taking you, it doesn't matter. He understands the assignment at that point and tries to work with it. But yeah, I need parents to stop getting too involved.
Yeah.
Or at least intensely involved. On all levels. Because like any little league game, you see it.
There's a difference between going to bat for your kid and overstepping.
Yes.
And this is overstepping.
Yes.
And yes, you could say you're worried for him because of Chicago's recent track record.
Right.
That's a different quote than saying what he said. Like, openly bashing the organization. You're allowed to be correct in that sense and be concerned.
Right.
But just bashing the organization and basically saying you shouldn't play, you shouldn't go there, even though you know they have the first pick, and at that point you knew Caleb Williams was going to be the first overall pick.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do in that situation?
It's not good. And I get it. Chicago having the history of not having a 4,000-yard passer, for example. That is something. But also for Caleb Williams to be able to wonder aloud to confidence, and that gets in the book. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't know what you can... Because the book has a lot of different stories in there, ultimately. Wickersham's book, it is about the... a biography of the quarterback, and it has several players in there. Some current quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, Drake May,
mm-hmm.
Arch Manning, the recruitment that happened with him, obviously being the prospect that he was.
And still is.
There's chronicles about LSU quarterback Colin Hurley. He had a devastating car crash in January,
mm-hmm.
and his recovery has been tough. But Wickersham, this isn't the first time Wickersham has dropped a bomb. But
it should have been censored by Caleb Williams' team, and it just wasn't.
Yes.
No one jumped on that grenade. They just let it blow up.
But again, really to see that his father, Carl Williams, went to lengths to try to stop this
mm-hmm.
from being what was going on.
This had merit to be the booty cheek of the week.
Yeah.
If Greeny did not have that egregious take.
Yeah. And That
took the cake. There was
honestly,
no...
Honestly, I could do an entire show on that.
Why draft lotteries are bad?
Yes.
Me too. Because you could literally just pick through
Also, I don't think I can because I started yelling within 5 minutes.
Yeah. You need to be like in a cold tub, cool you off the whole time.
Be a pretty good show. Just yelling.
No, I don't have the voice for that right now, man.
Get people, no, be like from when
I don't
last
need,
year.
I don't need to keep yelling. I don't need to keep yelling.
Be like from last year when the whole Bills media was like, who is that on GR that's just yelling?
And is he
okay? And is he okay?
Yeah, but the question, is he okay? No, I'm not.
Not quite.
No, I never am. That's my secret, Cap. I'm never okay.
I'm not okay. Oh, my gosh.
Song from Chemical Romance is kind of my theme. I'm not okay. But to close this part out, though, like, Carl Williams needed to back off, mm-hmm. especially because his son had an up-and-down season in his last year.
And, yes, that's not 100% his fault. Like we said, the coaching staff, which they've moved on from, was at fault. But he is part of, you know, I'm not saying he's completely out of the blame, but just it needs to be handled better next time. That should never have made it out there. It was a mistake.
And Caleb Williams, though, taking the high road of knowing that the only way out of this would have been like trashing the city of Chicago before being drafted.
That.
And that's way too arrogant.
Or Eli Manning yourself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. you would have to, because the Bears were still going to draft him.
Right. He'd be like,
that's part of what Wickersham writes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a matter of
turning yourself into a villain for the city of Chicago.
Turning yourself into a villain mm-hmm. to avoid being taken by them.
Yeah.
And that is something that the rest of the league looks at and goes, why would I want him if he's going to do this? Mm-hmm. Who are you? You've done nothing yet. You can't dictate where you go. And Carl Williams says he's worried about taking bullets. I don't care. I just don't agree with this bleep. I'm more interested in making sure that he can do what he wants to do. You've done nothing yet in the NFL. You don't get to choose.
You're not Odell Beckham Jr. on the Browns when his dad, I get it, shouldn't have done that either, spoke up about Baker Mayfield's play, and Baker was injured, so it still is just stupid, but it's Odell Beckham Jr., right? He's done things in the NFL. There's no merit to anything.
It's still more terrifying to me that like he had no direction in the film room either. Like
who?
Williams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah,
that's just back to OBJ. Staff. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, I'm just staying on this point here. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting, but like, yeah, the dad, back off, man. Mm-hmm. Especially now, that this has come out, you better shut your trap.
Yeah,
because it's gonna get worse before it gets better if he keeps going. Quite frankly, and you hope that this goes away and gets swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I can only imagine the Jim Kelly saga of being drafted by the Bills happening in this day and age.
Yeah, with social media, everything, all the information being out there.
And how vindictive fan bases can get.
Mm-hmm.
If Kelly did what he did nowadays, we would never hear the end of this.
Nope.
So, well, we'll wrap this up before we pass the torch over to Brian Koziel out of Batavia Downs.
For the ponies. The Preakness.
Preakness heading around the corner here. We'll wrap up this show, pass the torch over to Brian Koziel, coming up next on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.